We were talking about riding horses. If somebody couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say he fell.
He sold him off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if a little boy woke up on the floor one morning, he might say, well, my goodness, during the night I must have...
fell off of bed.
That ever happened to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Wake yourself up?
Yeah. I've done a little of everything like that.
Talking about horses, you know, these things that you put on the bottom of their feet to protect them.
Horseshoes.
Are those things all the same size?
No, going to the size of the foot. That blacksmith, you know, he eats them shoes and shapes them to fit the foot. And mules, a lot of mules that you work, that pull, and especially if you work them on the road, like driving from Reading to a freight wagon or something, they had to have them shoes, their hoofs wear off pretty quick. I've had mules here that I had to keep shod all around. And then I had to a pair that I had to keep one of them shod all around and the other one just in front. It'd take about, we'd just get nearly to Meridian the first day. We'd camp and then go in there next day and load up and get back out and then get home next day by noon or a little after with a pair of mules. Mm-hmm. Bring about a ton. Of course, we had old, just dirt road then. I've been to Meridian a many time when the very streets of Meridian is mud.
Really?
Old oxen speed pop when they pull it up out of that mud.
Yeah.
People don't believe that, they don't know. Very streets that way it used to be mud.
Sure. The person who keeps a horse, does he have to trim his hoof every now and then?
Yeah. He'd have to be taken care of.
How would he handle that? What would he do it with?
Well, he'd have him, they have regular things to do that with, but blacksmith up here used to shoe my mules and all, mostly he done it with a regular old drawing knife. He'd just reach and get that mule foot and put it up between his legs and take that drawing knife. I had an old mule here one time that if she got her feet got wore off, you take her to the shop and she'd pick that foot up. She'd pick up first one and another friend, you know. She knows what she's after and she knows she needs them. She'd pick that foot up. Of course, he'd have to take it and hold it up, you know, to work on it.
She'd be cooperative about it.
Yeah, but she just had to have my feet.
But that would take care of that hoof.
Oh, yeah. It would go back out some then, you know. It had to go when them wore out. You'd have to go out on back and shear again.
Mm-hmm. I see. What, did you ever play a game where you toss those shoes?
No, I never did. No, I know the older people doing it, seen people that did do it a little bit, throwing horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
I used to see people pitch dollars, you know, silver dollars too, a little, you know.
What would they pitch it against?
Well, I did one another, you know, just try to beat each other. They wouldn't bet on it much, but just practice, have a little hold, and want to be out yonning and this and that and Hennessy. Pitching could beat the other and pitching that dollar and catching that hole.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. Talking about, you know, the noise that a cow makes, if it's hungry or if it wants to be milked, you say, listen to that old cow.
She's lowing. The cow's lowing, and if the calf gets sorted off to one side, she's lowing, begging for a calf. Calf bleats.
Uh-huh. That's if it's hungry or something
like that. Wants to get to its mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the noise that a horse makes, you'd say?
He snorts.
Uh-huh.